The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
In Menachas Kofei Amar Aleph, and the whole area over here, in the beginning of the 13th Perek, the Mishnah starts off, obviously, here on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Harei Alai Yisarin Yovei Echad, Asreinus Yovei Shnayim, Pirashti V'eini Yedei Ma Pirashti Yovei Shishim Yisarin. If somebody says that I'm going to bring a certain amount of Yisreinus for Mincha, and I explained it, but I don't remember what I said, so I guess you could go on a gamut from 0 to 60. The Mishnah says that you should bring Shishim Yisarin. That's by the Yisrainis, and then it says by the Mincha also, a Mina Mincha Yavi Achas Menachos, a Min Menachos Yavi Shtayim, Pirashti Ve'eni Yedei Ma'en, Ezeman Pirashti Yavi Chamishosa. And the Gemara discusses throughout who's this going according to, and so on and so forth. Then the Mishnah says later on Kuvav Amud Beis, Pirashti Ve'eni Yedei Ma Pirashti Yehei Mevi Achi Yoyim Reloi Lekachnes Kavanti. He should bring him until he knows for sure that more than this I didn't have in mind. So basically there's a couple of questions that beckon explanation over here. Number one, what happened to the klal that I'm Meitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya? That when you have a chiv to bring a certain amount and you don't know how much, the klal is I'm Meitzim Mechaveir Olav Araya. Another shaila is that l'chayro, there's the chazaka on the gavra that he's not mechuyiv, and if we know for sure that he said otherwise, then fine, but if not, not. With regard to the latter shaila, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector in Tshuva in Yerideya Siman Aleph, there was a shaila over there, which we'll discuss in a second, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan a couple of times in the Tshuva brings our sugis over here in the beginning of the 13th parak on Kuvvav and Kuvhei, Kuvdalad, and he discusses different rules that apply by a suffix of how much you promised and how much was chal. In any event, the obvious answer to the question is that there's no chazaka that I'm a chui of anything when you said hareini noider, harei alai yisar, and harei alai mincha. There's a chazaka when you didn't say anything, or if you're not sure if you said something. But if you know for sure that you said something, there's no chazaka that says that you didn't say. You could say that there's a shiloh if you meant 5 or 10, let's say Lagavi the second 5, that it should be a chazaka that he's not mechuyev in it. So for that we could shtel to the Taisis, the famous Taisis in Ksubas Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, that Taisis says with regard to his weakest Kedushin, Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law. You don't know whether or not the Kedushin landed in a place that's sufficient to make her Mekudeshes. So you say that it's a Safik. So the question is, what happened to the Cheskas Pnuya? So Taisis says that since there was a Zrikas Kedushin, there's no longer a Cheskas Pnuya. And the way I heard my Rebbe Rebellious Atzal explain the Svara, that even though maybe you landed Karavloi, so there was no change in the status of the Cheskas Pnuya, but since there was a Maisa that took place that had an ability to perhaps make a change in the status, even though we don't know whether or not the status changed, but the fact that that Maisa that had that potential took place, the Chazaka is Isra, the Chazaka no longer has its power, it's weakened, and it's lost. Likewise, and our Svara Pesach Elchanan says this Svara, likewise, if you said Arei Alai Yisarin, or Pirashti Ve'eni Yedei Ma Pirashti, there's no longer a Chazaka anymore, even Lagabi, the amount that we're not sure if was included in your original vow and your original nether, there's no longer a Chazaka, because of the utterance of the nether, you're no longer Becheskas Potter in any which way, even Lagabi, Ad Sheyoyim Uloi Lekach Neskavanti, Shishim, Chamishim, all the different dinim of the Mishnah that we mentioned, and throughout the Perek coming up, all those dinim don't have a din of a chazaka. With regard to the shaila of Amitzim Mechaber Alvaraya, that's obviously a much more encompassing shaila that's relevant to many different places. So first, let's establish the question. We find many times in Bechiris and in other places that if you have a suffix, Bechar, Amitzim Mechaber Alvaraya, and the Shach, Paskins and Yerideus, and Reish Nun Tes, Sifya Dala, that by Suffolk, if you have to give tzedakah or not, it's a Suffolk moment, and we say, Amaitim Echaveil of Araya. So we see that when it's a Shiloh of paying money, we say, Amaitim Echaveil of Araya. So I saw that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kuntres Divrei Sofer in Siman Hey, Ois Beis, he discusses a little bit of a different matter, but Pesach HaDvarim he says that there's no din of Muchzik and of Amaitzim Echaveil Varaya only with regard to things that are contingent on Ben Odom L'Chaveire. But by Din and Nefashis, there's no din of Muzik. And he tells to V'chaim Atzinu V'sofik Mitzvah Sheba Ben Odom L'Chaveire, Ki Goyim B'man Askuna Amin Amaitzim Echaveil Varaya, U'B'sofik Nidri Kavoya Hochem La'achmer, like it says in Menachos Kavov, Pirashti V'ni Yidei Ma Pirashti, you don't say Amaitzim Echaveil Varaya. And he says the reason is because L'Gabi Gavoya, a person is not Muzik, not Begufi, not B'mamaynoi, so the whole Svar of Muzik doesn't apply. Muzakis is only something that applies Ben Odom L'Chaveire. And the truth of the matter is that obviously this is a very fundamental question negated to many places, as we'll discuss. But Rabbi Kiva Eiger really, in the Chedushim over here, on Daf Kavov and Menachos, really says the Svara in the middle of discussing some other interesting things, which maybe we'll get to. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that when a Noider is not sure what he meant, then he has to be machmir and pay. He has to be machmir and pay whatever the shaila encompasses. Sagt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, aye, by suffix tzedakah we find that a mitzvah mechavel of a raya. Sagt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, yeshleimer dafke eched alekach shash esed oliyachal. Like let's say when there's yershim, that they're not going to be able by yachal anyway. The question is only whether or not the money was part of a vow. There you could say a mitzvah mechavel of a raya. And he says even by yesh yad letzedakah, we know that there's a famous machlokes rishonim in Nedarim Dav Zayin. When let's say a guy said a yad for tzedakah and it's a boy, the leif shetav yesh yad letzedakah or ein yad letzedakah. So now the question is, what do we do? Do we say safik deraisa lechumra, or do we say safik mamon lekula? Machlekes rishayim. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, even the concept of safik mamon lekula is only when you're discussing whether or not the mamon belongs to the aniyim or to hektish, etc. But if you're discussing that the gabra has a safik deraisa of bal yachal, avada he has to be machmer. Azoy is Dr. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and he brings that the Marit already says this, and he brings a raya from our Mishnah here later on Kavod. Because Pirashti Veni Adem, Pirashti maybe Achiyam Lelikach Niskavanti, why don't you say Amitza Mechaveil of a Raya? So the same thing, Dr. Bekiva Eger La Halacha, that when a person is Mesupik in a Isid Eiraisa Bayachal, if something's included in his nether, then Amitza Mechaveil of a Raya won't reign and govern, but rather, Safak Eiraisa Lechumra will kick in, and it'll be Mechuyiv to be Machmer, and that is the Pshat in our Mishnah is here, in our Perek. And this is the biggest site and it's negay in a lot of places with a little bit of a new twist that Rabbi Kiva Eiger is saying over here. First of all, I would like to compare this to interesting Shita Mekubetzes. Many discuss the Shiloh that why are you mechuyev to give Pidgin Aben? Why don't you say, Ein hochem b'mom and achar arroiv? And there's actually three ways to ask this question. First of all, maybe the baby is a treif. Second of all, maybe the father is not the father. It's only because of Rav Bilas Achar Bal. And Rav babies are not Dreyfus. And thirdly, maybe the Kohen is not a Kohen. So all these three Shilas, Ein Olchem Momen Achar Rav, why am I paying five Sloyim? And different Acharonim ask different parts of these questions. L'maisa, L'gabi the Treifa, the Shita Mekubetzes has already asked the Kashan Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph, and he answers, Mitzvah Shani. Very important Shita Mekubetzes, because again, the Sha'ar Melech, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Afla, many Acharonim, G'dayle Acharonim discuss, why don't you say, Einochem Amam and Achar Roiv? And we know, Tosfos and many others discuss that Einochem Amam and Achar Roiv is empowered and based on the fact that the person with the money is a muzik. So since he's a muzik, we do not go bust the rife to take away from a muzik. But that's all when you're talking about monetary issues. When you're talking about a shiloh of a mitzvah deiraisa or an issa deiraisa, Sakta Shita Mekubetz is mitzvah shani, there you don't say, Ein hochem mamon achar haroif. I once saw in a very choshev sefer that came out recently, Kisei Mishpat, that Rabbi Tauber has a tshuva about a very interesting shiloh. The halacha is that if somebody needs a loan, there's a mitzvah deraisa to lend the money. However, what if you're really, really not sure if he's going to pay back or not? You're not mechuyev to give him a gift. So let's say you have a real substantial, significant suffix if he's going to pay back or not. Do we say that it's a suffix with deraisa of a mitzvah salva and suffix deraisa l'chumra? Or do we say that I'm not mechuyev to part with this money, perhaps permanently, just because of the mitzvah of alva? Is it a suffix iser or is it a suffix mitzvah? And he says that even though we find that a suffix kara kriya shema and stuff like that is suffix mitzaseh l'chumra, however, over here it's a suffix that's negated to mamon, and just like madnach skuna is a din of a mitzvah mechavel v'araya, also by suffix halva, a mitzvah mechavel v'araya, and he does not have to give over the money. And the truth is that this is very, very related to a top tesis on the Testament based in Becharis. However, the problem is that all the Achrenim over there, the Rashash, Marit Al-Ghazi, Reishas Bikurim, and the Mechizchinech, Mitzvah Chav Gimel, wonder aloud that why does it sound like in tesis that you say, Amitzvah Mechavei Al-Varai, in that scenario, what happened to the din of Safik Mitzvah Seh L'Chumra? And I was wondering if maybe the whole din of Amitzvah Mechavei Al-Varai is only said in dinim that are sveikis, that when the mitzvah is on the moment itself, then you say, says that the moment could stay where it is. This is very complicated shaila to get to the bottom of. Just for an example, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tof Yotes says that by a tumtum, since you're not sure if he's a boy or a girl, says father has to learn with him because maybe he's a boy, Safik Derais L'Chumra, but he doesn't have to pay money to hire Malamed because Safik Mamun L'Kula. And the Abi Ezri in the end of Bikurim asks, what are you saying? It's not a chiv moment to learn with the kid. It's a chiv to learn with the kid. The din is that you chiv to be maskir, to be mekayim the chiv is talmud Torah to the kid. So Safik Derais L'Chumra should make you pay. How could you say Amitzvah Mechavei Al-Varai as a effect of Shach? And there's a very important Shach in Yeriday Kufay and Zayin Ches and Achi Ezer and Evan Ezer Simon Chof Ois Tes. Maisa the Mechaz Chinuch writes at the end, they ain't come a claim, and maybe he also wanted to discuss about this, he just was being Mekatze Kedarka. All in all, I just wanted to point out that our Mishnah is over here of Pirashti Ve'ni Dein Ma Pirashti that is Chayv, and you don't say Amitzvah Mechavei Al-Varaya, Rabbi Kiveger proves him here that the Din is Safik Derais Al-Chumra, and it's a Klal Godol, by all Safik Mitzvahs / Safik Momen, you have to say that you're Mechuyiv Mederais.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.